Joining us right now, our dear friend and longtime Drive Hall of Famer, one of the three authors of this book, Forget the Alamo. He is, of course, Jason Stanford. And apparently he's already been thrown out of Texas because he's calling us from New Mexico for some reason.
I am in exile.
Yeah. All right, let me hear it from your point of view here. Two of the three of you were going to be part of this discussion on this book at the Bob Bullock Texas State History Museum in downtown Austin. And then take it from there and explain what happened. It was the lieutenant governor who started all this crap, right?
All right. Let me just start over.
Go ahead.
I can't believe you talk for a living. This is awful.
Totally, I know. I'll shut up.
The news director was right. You should just shush. Okay. First, you got to tell them what the book's about. So Forget the Alamo is a counter-traditional take on Texas's creation myth, in which we say that slavery played a big role in why they were fighting in the first place. So, as you can imagine, Texas conservatives hate the very idea of this book.
Right.
I'm sorry, Texas conservatives and Steve Jackson. Now,
I'm not, you know, I'm, as we've talked about before with you recently talking about this book, I am a huge Alamo fan, and I was giving you grief about doing the book, but it's...
Oh, I remember, Steve. I remember. And so do all of your listeners.
It's called Forget the Alamo, The Rise and Fall of an American Myth. Okay, Jason.
Right. Okay, good. Now we're caught up. So we were booked to speak at the... It was a virtual event hosted by the State History Museum. And suddenly, there weren't enough pearls in Austin for all the conservatives to clutch. They were like, how dare our State History Museum host this infernal blasphemy? And I exaggerate only but a little, because they did think that this was some insult, because we are saying that this is the original sin of Texas, and this is the and the Alamo is Jerusalem. That's the, you know, that's the Wailing Wall. This is the land we all keep fighting over. And the Battle of the Alamo is the creation myth of Texas. So this is serious business to the self-identity of conservative Texans. Now, the people who govern the board, I mean, the board that governs the museum are the governor, lieutenant governor, the speaker of the House, and a couple other lawmakers.
Right.
And so this conservative think tank started tweeting at them saying, hey, you can't let this happen. This is awful. Oh, my God, sacred ground, blah, blah, blah. And one of them even said, what would Bob Bullock say? And everyone who's ever known Bob Bullock would think he'd think this is great. Shut up.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't been cussed out by Bob Bullock, I mean, do you even politics, bro? I mean, geez. So 3.5 hours before this thing's supposed to happen, we get a call from our publisher saying that the Bullock has dropped out. And by the way, they had all the RSVPs. And this was going to be a huge event. There were 300 people RSVP'd to be here. So the Writers League, which was the co-host of the thing, said, well, we could still have an event. I'm like, well, what people? They have all the RSVPs. So we raise, you know, Cain, as people do in Texas, and, you know, say, look, we've been banned from the State History Museum. And to be fair, if the State History Museum isn't the right place to discuss state history, then I'm really at a loss here. I'm not sure what to do. And we thought there'd have to be an investigation. We were filing an open records request. And like any good Trumpy politician, he just tweeted it out today, saying, oh, Dan Patrick went, bragged about it. Oh, yeah, I was the one who stood up and would not let this happen at the State History Museum.
This is Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
He's a great guy. He once changed his name because he filed for bankruptcy, and he didn't want that following him around anymore. Like you, he came from radio and is of similar intellectual heft.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the compliment again.
He has a scale model of the Alamo in his office and a poster of the John Wayne movie. Oh, he likes that movie, too, just like you.
Yeah, I do like that movie.
Jason, I believe he referred to your book as a fact-free rewriting of Texas history.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he didn't read it.
Well, I haven't yet either, and you sent it to me already.
I got to tell you, Jason, the books arrived. Steve and I opened them. He handed me one. We looked at it, and we both said the same thing. It's got pictures.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. That's why we put them in there. Yeah.
So
yeah, like, fact-free. The funny thing about this is that H.W. Brands is like one of the godfathers of Texas historians. He teaches at UT Austin. There was an SMU professor who reviewed us in the Wall Street Journal, said, oh, yeah, they got all the facts right. This H.W. Brands was almost insulting in his positive review of us in the Washington Post, saying, oh, yeah, they're not breaking any new ground here. They're very nearly beating a dead horse. I mean, thanks for the positive review, but... Yeah, the historians are like, yeah, we've known this forever. And that's like, yeah, we put that in the book. That's why it's important, because the politicians keep stopping it. So we write a book about how the historians have known all this stuff for a while, but the politicians keep trying to keep it out of the public's eye, sweeping it behind the curtain. And what happens to our book? All the historians say, yeah, we've known this for a while. And the politicians are sweeping us behind the curtain, saying, don't look behind the curtains.
Yeah.
Our Jason, book is acting out the book.
Speaking of positive reviews, I got a kick out of going to Amazon.com and reading the reviews posted that all basically say that this book is the worst thing to happen to Texas since Oklahoma. How are you guys dealing with that?
Oh, I thought that was hilarious. And by the way, I've got to congratulate the Texas conservatives for the obvious deal they got on a big speed reading course for all of them, because those reviews were posted hours after the book was officially released.
Right.
And man, those guys, wow.
Maybe they listened to the audiobook version.
They listened to it at 3x speed. Those guys, they're just, the mental acuity of your average Texas Republican would stagger you, and I mean that sincerely.
The authors, yeah. By the way, Brian Burrow, Chris Tomlinson, and our friend who we're talking to right now, Jason Stanford. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, so, you know, what I did is I took the one-star reviews and I ranked them on my in my newsletter, because some of them really weren't bringing their A-game, but there's some really good insults in there, and I really got to hand it to them. There's some clever ones. But of all of the bad reviews we've gotten, I think calling it a fact-free book is the most absurd. It's hilarious. That, I mean, there are facts in there. Our names are on the cover. Those are facts, so there.
Do you guys plan some sort of alternative presentation?
Well, we've been doing it. We're on a virtual book tour right now, so there's always something. And weirdly enough, and I know none of you would ever expect this, but somehow banning a virtual book event that at a museum that very few people have ever heard about outside of Texas has suddenly turned this whole thing into a national story. So today, yeah, Dan Patrick was trending on Twitter. We shot up in the Amazon rankings. It's we're going to be on MSNBC on Joy Reid on Monday. Washington Post has asked me to write an op-ed about this. This has generated, obviously and totally expectedly, far more publicity than the one book event ever would.
Yeah. And in Austin, maybe not at the Bullock Museum, but are you guys planning something somewhere? Why don't you do it at the Texas Chili Parlor, where my hangout?
There's not enough security there, because today we got our first death threat.
No. Well, oh, geez. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been talking to the mayor. He might have us at City Hall to have staged the same event there.
Well, you worked for the mayor for quite a while.
Yeah, and one thing I learned there is that the dais is bulletproof, so I think that's fine.
Is the book currently on sale at the Alamo?
No, they are not stopping. We will not be having any book signings at the Alamo.
Hey, you're right about the security being horrible at the Texas Chili Parlor, because they let me in every day for 5 years. So
it's something they still regret, according to popular bathroom graffiti.
Is the picture of him with the red circle?
You remember the bathroom graffiti in the women's room about me? Yes, thank you.
Is the picture of Steve with the red circle and a line through it still at the cash register?
Yeah. No checks, no Steve Jackson.
Okay, so yeah, your friend the mayor may be helping to put something together that won't be at the Bullock Museum.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of places that'll do it, and so we're just right now. It's all we can do to keep. You know, two of us are on vacation. So we planned a vacation. We're going to have this great event at the State History Museum, and then we'll take off for vacation. So, yeah, I was driving 10 hours today,
they just wanted you to start your vacation early. They know you've been working hard, and they wanted to give you a couple extra hours.
You know, it was really great, though, because I got to go to a Secret Spoon concert that was happening at the same time. So it actually worked out really well for me. I enjoyed listening to live music at a great music venue in Austin far more than I did would have heard of listening to me talk for an hour.
I'd have to agree with that too. I've listened to you talk for an hour before having dinner.
Oh, no. The joke already worked. You didn't have to retell it.
This guy's harsh on you, Steve.
Of course he is.
He's harsher than me.
He's one of my best friends. He's got to be. Wow, dude. So what are you doing in New Mexico?
My youngest son is turning 18 this week.
Hey,
and
cool.
His Christmas present was I was going to take him. We do a trip every year and that's one of their Christmas presents. And I thought doing hiking trips through New Mexico would be fun. So tomorrow we're going to White Sands and we're going to reenact the Will Smith punching the alien.
For Independence Day. Terrific.
We got to check traffic. We'll be back with the great Jason Stanford on KSRO. All right. Our guest is our great friend and Drive Hall of Famer, Jason Stanford, co-author of the book,
Forget the Alamo.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You forgot.
I forgot the Alamo already. I basically forgot who Jason Stanford was until a few minutes ago. I just can't help but say Bob Bullock busted for boozy behavior after imbibing beer at birthday bash. One of the highlights of my career.
Why isn't that a T-shirt?
It should be.
That is awesome.
If he was still around, he'd probably be wearing one. He really enjoyed that we did that to him. He was a listener to our radio show in the morning, and as I said, sent us a nice letter saying that was the only good thing that happened to me that day was being your loser of the day.
One time when I was writing columns for the Austin paper, remember when they had the big screaming crowds inside the Senate chamber and they were shutting things down because Wendy Davis had talked for a bajillion hours and you know, they need to run out the clock to stop some anti-abortion legislation. And so they asked me to write about that. So I wrote a letter from Bob Bullock from the grave to the current lieutenant governor.
Oh, no.
And I tried to make it accurate without while still realizing that it's a family newspaper. And I thought I'd pulled it off. And then I heard that his widow endorsed it and said, yep, he got it. So that was one of my proudest moments as a writer is I got dead Bob Bullock just right.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were even alive back when I was living in Austin and this all occurred with Bob Bullock. He's state controller. And they just kept saying he's the second most powerful man in Texas. And, of course, the governor at that point was Dolph Briscoe.
Yeah, bless his heart.
Bless his heart, but he was kind of an idiot.
Yeah. Bob Bullock figured out that if he had the money, and what the comptroller does that is sneaky is they guess how much money they're going to need, right? Like, okay, we think this much money's – I'm sorry, they guess how much money is going to come in. So before they do that, they get to negotiate with the legislative leaders and the governor about, okay, what are you going to do? Because if they want things that Bob Bullock doesn't want, he's going to say, I don't think you're going to have the money for that.
Right.
You know, but if they do what Bob Bullock wants, he's like, oh, yeah, I think we're going to get a little more money this year. So he was – that man played poker with Texas and won every time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very amazing man. And then he was lieutenant governor for a couple terms.
Yep. Yeah, and he brought that same swagger to the office. He was a scary man. One time the Senate was a little late in passing their bills, and – he was just hammering them through with he had this massive gavel, and he wasn't a tall man. He was about 5'5", but he just stood up there in his suit, and there's a glass dome to the Senate chamber, and it was nighttime, and it was storming, and there's lightning all over, and he's banging bills through with his big hammer. He looked like the devil. It was so scary.
I met him a couple times in the 70s in Austin, and he was...
You met him when he was drinking.
Well, we both were. But
I only knew him when he was sober. That was kind of scary. You know, you couldn't blame anything on whiskey.
All right, so, again, the book is Forget the Alamo. It's available everywhere now. I am hoping during this 3-day weekend to open my copy and start reading it. And we'll talk more about it, and we'll talk more with Jason Stanford, of course. So everything's good.
Everything's good. And Steve, you know, it just means so much that you've touched the book, frankly, and that you held it.
I can attest to that. I can absolutely attest to that.
Well, it has photos.
And he's taken it home.
It has photos. Yeah. Some of the words are short. You'll be fine.
He did note the pictures were not in color. He was disappointed by that.
Most of the footnotes are just jokes.
Reed, forget the Alamo. Fascinating stuff and a fascinating story out of Texas, as always. On our show sheet today, Jace, Mike wrote, author and Texas rebel Jason Stanford. I knew you'd
really
like that.
More like refugee right now. I'm hiding.
When will they let you back in the state?
Coincidentally, when I'm done with my vacation.
Well, that works out good.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, love you, bro. We shall talk soon, and we'll keep following this story, and you keep us posted on whether Mayor Steve Adler is going to help you guys do a presentation or a discussion on the book. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Best of the family. Have a great holiday weekend in New Mexico. Jason Stanford, ladies and gentlemen.